This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Julia Rosen. Got a minute? The Mariana Trench is the deepest spot in the world's oceans. Only three humans have ventured into the trench in submersibles. But plenty of our pollution has made the voyage to the bottom of the sea. A new study finds that critters living more than 6 miles below the ocean surface contain high levels of harmful compounds like polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, and flame retardants.
But an important thing is if you're in the deepest place in the world, there's nowhere else to go.
Alan Jameson, a marine ecologist at Newcastle University in the UK.
You can't be dispersed horizontally, you can't go back up. So for every nanogram of pollutant that's gone into the deep sea, there's no mechanism to put it back again. So of course the values are going to be high, because it's only a one-way traffic, right?
Jameson and his colleagues used robotic traps to collect deep-sea amphipods living in the most remote parts of the oceans. These creatures look a bit like shrimp, and they're well adapted to their extreme environment, he says.
The deep sea ones are incredible scavengers. This is why they thrive in the deep sea, because it's a low food environment where most of the food comes from dead carcasses raining from the surface or particulates coming down. So everything from an organic particle to a dead whale is fair game to an arthropod.
The food that floats down to the ocean bottom carries man-made contaminants, including PCBs, which entered the surface ocean from rivers and coastlines. Companies stopped manufacturing these chemicals in the 1970s after they were found to be dangerous. But they don't break down easily, so they're still swirling around in the oceans and working their way down to the seafloor, where amphipods gobble them up. The research was published in the journal Nature Ecology and Evolution. In many surface-dwelling species, PCBs have been shown to interfere with animals' abilities to reproduce. Jameson says they don't have enough data yet to know how deep-sea amphipods are faring because they're much harder to study. But he says that wasn't his motivation for studying pollutants in the deep ocean.
The point is they're there, and it's to challenge people's perception that the deep sea is not exempt from what's happening in the rest of the world. And that's a perception we hear quite a lot of.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Julia Rosen.